Unit 10. The History of Salt.
There is perhaps no single substance so vital to life, yet so often taken for granted in modern times, as salt. There is perhaps no single substance so vital to life, yet so often taken for granted in modern times, as salt. Humans have collected naturally occurring salt for millennia. Humans have collected naturally occurring salt for millennia. Such natural sources are found in rocky pools near coastlines, where seawater is trapped and evaporates, leaving behind its salt content. Such natural sources are found in rocky pools near coastlines, where seawater is trapped and evaporates, leaving behind its salt content. Many of the earliest cities were founded and thrived specifically due to their proximity to a natural salt source. Many of the earliest cities were founded and thrived specifically due to their proximity to a natural salt source. The ancient world was made up of regions where salt was abundant and others where it was not. Therefore, salt was one of the original motivators for trade. The ancient world was made up of regions where salt was abundant and others where it was not. Therefore, salt was one of the original motivators for trade. Evidence has been uncovered of a Mayan salt production center in Guatemala, located next to a principal riverine trading route. Evidence has been uncovered of a Mayan salt production center in Guatemala, located next to a principal riverine trading route. The high value of salt provided great power to those who controlled its distribution, and many of history's great cities owed their affluence to it. The high value of salt provided great power to those who controlled its distribution, and many of history's great cities owed their affluence to it. Salt-making centers run by its rivals were destroyed, and wars were waged with other city-states over control of the salt trade. Salt-making centers run by its rivals were destroyed, and wars were waged with other city-states over control of the salt trade. By 1350, Venice had secured a monopoly, and all salt produced in the Adriatic region had to pass through Venice, where its price was marked up substantially before it could be sold. By 1350, Venice had secured a monopoly, and all salt produced in the Adriatic region had to pass through Venice, where its price was marked up substantially before it could be sold. France's territorial expansions under Napoleon were largely paid for by a tax charged on salt purchases, and the state of New York used a similar tax to fund the creation of its 363-mile Erie Canal. France's territorial expansions under Napoleon were largely paid for by a tax charged on salt purchases, and the state of New York used a similar tax to fund the creation of its 363-mile Erie Canal.